The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday. It's November 5th, and it's 2013, and we are now in presidential release number 422. I was just reflecting that it's been a long time that I've been doing this sort of thing. I have sad news to begin the release. Abraham Namath, who invented the Namath Code and has been a proponent of science for blind people for at least half a century now, died on October 2nd, 2013. Although it's sad that he died, he did live until he was 94 years old, and he has done a lot of astonishingly good work, and I'm sorry that he's no longer with us, but I'm glad he had a long and a good and a joyous life. So may you keep Dr. Namath in your prayers. I now want to talk to you about the Washington seminar coming up at the end of January of 2014. The 2014 Washington Seminar will be held beginning Monday, January 27 through January 30 of 2014, and there will be some meetings ahead of that time. As in previous years, it will be at the Holiday Inn Capitol at 550 C Street Southwest in Washington, D.C., and the zip code is 20024. The Great Gathering Inn meeting will begin Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. It'll be in the Columbia Room on the first floor of the Holiday Inn Capitol, and it will last not longer than 2 hours. It will adjourn at 7 p.m. unless we're done earlier than that, which we were last year. Legislative appointments should be made for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the Senate and House office buildings, meetings for NFB members to review the legislative programs and the progress will occur on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Room rates at the Holiday Inn Capitol are $177 for singles, doubles, triples, or quads, with a 14.5% tax per night. Please do not contact the hotel to make your reservations. To make your reservations, you may call 303-778-1130, extension 219, or you may email Lisa Bonderson at LBONDERSON at COCENTER, that's CO Center or ColoradoCenter.org. Room reservations must be made by December 17, 2013, if you wish to have room space for meetings. Around the Washington seminar time, you need to get your requests to Lisa Bonderson by December 17, 2013. Lisa Bonderson is a person who works in Scott Labar's office, but she is also a helper-outer for our person to manage the arrangements for the Washington seminar, and for a number of years now, one might even say decades, this has been Diane McGeorge. And if you want to call to leave word for her or to talk to her, the number is, as I said, 303-778-1130, extension 219. All of this message comes from Diane McGeorge, and I endorse the message wholeheartedly. Now I have here a message about our online auction. And this is called Bid for Equality, our first annual Bid for Equality online auction is fast approaching. please consider pre-registering for the auction at www.biddingforgood.com/bid-for-equality. Now, bidding for good is BIDDINGFORGOOD. So, this is bidding for good/bid-for-equality. Pre-registering will allow you to preview our exciting donation items and add items of interest to your cart, ensuring you're ready to bid as soon as the auction goes live at 8 a.m. Eastern Time on November 29th. This is Friday, and it follows Thanksgiving. This holiday season, allow yourself and others to bid for equality. If you're looking for a special getaway, we have vacation packages to Puerto Rico, South Carolina, and Illinois, just to name a few. If you're looking for a unique experience, we have a Nevada helicopter tour and a Wisconsin boat tour. We also have several exciting state-specific gift baskets and restaurant gift cards to be included in the auction. Since our auction will take place during the holiday season, ending on Giving Tuesday, a day dedicated to giving back, it is a great opportunity to share our auction's URL with your network of family, friends, and acquaintances, encouraging them to register and participate in our Bid for Equality online auction. Mark your calendars, Black Friday, November 29th, 2013 at 8 a.m. Eastern Time through Giving Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. The future is in your bid. We appreciate your support. If you need more information about the Bid for Equality, you can call here to get it. Ilana Posner is managing this, and the number is the one you know, 659-9314, area 410. And you can talk to Ilana. Mark Riccobono is managing the work that is done in the department where Ilana works, so you can ask him. And if you can't get either one of them to tell you all about it, talk to me, and I will tell you what I know, and I will find out what I don't, or I will help to imagine what it might be that you need to know. The Bid for Equality online auction is an exciting time. We're going to be having the board meeting over Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm going to give the members of the board of the directors an opportunity to get online and to bid for equality during that time. I'm sure it will be fun. I should tell you that the National Convention, place and time, these two have now been set. We are going to be meeting at the Rosen Center in Orlando, Florida, from July 1 through July 6. It's the same dates as last year, but of course the days have changed. The 6th of July is a Sunday. We will be finishing the convention at the end of Sunday night, this time in Orlando. So starting on January 1st, you can get your reservations by getting hold of the Rosen Center. Joe Ruffalo, who is president of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, says that there will be an online radio program known as Through Our Eyes that he will be the host for at 8 p.m. on November 20th. It will be featuring Patty Chang, who will be talking about the National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Program. And Joe Ruffalo will be asking the questions and giving directions about how you interact with our program at that time. If you want to listen live by phone, you can do so by calling 347-215-7037. If you want to listen by internet, you can do this at www.throughoureyes, that's throughoureyes.org. And I also should tell you that we are accepting cars in a car donation program. Joanne Wilson is managing this. She is directing our efforts and encouraging members of our organization and chapters to help distribute information about the program. If you have a car that you want to donate, that's fine, but if you don't, we would like you to encourage others to know that we participate in a car donation program. We have stickers that can be placed in places of business, the place where you get your hair cut, the place where you buy your products for either your health needs or otherwise. We also have letter inserts that you can use when you're sending letters to people or things like that. And we have brochures that will tell people about the program and will encourage them to give donations of cars and motorcycles and airplanes and the like. You can call Joanne Wilson here and ask her about the program or work with her on getting information out, or you can tell people about the telephone number for the program. It is 1-855-659-9314. I should tell you that the Department of Transportation has issued rules about having equal access to information about the airlines, both by kiosk that you can find at a hotel or an airport, or online. The trouble with these regulations, as issued by the Department of Transportation, is that they give the airlines 3 years to get their information accessible online, which is astonishing in as much as a lot of people have been doing online internet stuff for, it must be 15 years at least now, and to give the airlines yet 3 more years on top of the many they've already had seems like an extraordinary matter. And it gives the airlines 10 years before they have to buy accessible kiosks so that we can use the machines that are out there. And to add 10 years more to having accessible technology strikes me as a report to the nation that the travel of blind and other disabled people doesn't have a lot of priority in the Department of Transportation. If we can find a way to do so, I suspect that we're going to be challenging this set of rules that the Department of Transportation has issued today. This is a great disadvantage to have the government say that you get at least 10 more years before you have to start worrying about accessibility for blind travelers. I must say that it is a huge disappointment, as well as one might call it a slap right flat in the face. Not all things are like that, however. Fred Schroeder was invited to the White House to meet with our vice president, this is Joe Biden, vice president of the United States of America, to talk about the Convention on Rights of People with Disabilities and how we can work together to get this to pass the Senate of the United States, which is the next thing that has to be done in order to give effect to the document in our country. So we are making some progress there. We believe and we think that there will be hearings this week and in time to come on this topic, and undoubtedly it will be coming before the Senate once again. I should also tell you that last week I was in New York City along with a few dozen of my good friends, and we were in the courtroom for the Second Circuit argument about the HathiTrust. The HathiTrust is a creation of a number of universities the Google company has digitized the libraries in these universities, and the Authors Guild has tried to make the Google company and the universities destroy all of the digitized content that came out of the libraries being digitized by Google. We have asked that these books be available to us, and the district court in New York said that we had a right to get at them, and the Authors Guild appealed this to the Court of Appeals, and we had a hearing last week in the Court of Appeals about whether we're going to have equal access to the materials in these libraries. It is hard to say always when you're sitting in the courtroom what is going to happen, but as I listened to the questions of the judges, it seemed to me that there's a likelihood that the court would be interested in helping us get equal access to the materials in these libraries for the first time. It is millions upon millions of books. They are digitized. We can work to make them accessible, and we've got some of that work done already. And the question is, how soon can we get at them? And I think that we're going to have likely some ruling on the subject of whether or not the law is with us or not. We believe that it is. And we were there to show support for the lawyers who were arguing on behalf of access to this information. Dan Goldstein represented us in this argument. He did exceedingly well in it. So we look forward to what decision may come from that. Last winter, I spent some time in Saudi Arabia. I gave a speech there about access to information and other matters. And the person who arranged the conference in Saudi Arabia runs a company called Internet Speech, which has a product called Net Echo. And here is an announcement about Net Echo. Just talk and listen to the internet using any phone and your voice. Imagine accessing the internet without a computer when you are on the go, when you are stuck in traffic, or when you are away from your computer. Using Internet Speech's Net Echo, the voice internet service, to give you access to the entire internet web, no computer is needed. You can surf any website, listen and respond to your email, search for a word, listen to music, read books, or other matter. You can do using a computer and a browser with a telephone and your speech. If you have a phone, you have access to the internet. Internet Speech brings internet to you using the most natural user interface that you have, and you can take it with you anywhere you can use a telephone. Now, there are several plans, and they are inexpensive. Program A costs $14 a month. It gives you unlimited use. You can call a toll number in the 408 area code. Program B gives you free access by telephone. It's $23 a month. It includes 5 hours of use, and for additional time, it costs 5 cents a minute in the United States and Canada. Program C costs $75 a month. You can call a toll-free number for U.S. and Canada, and there is no limitation on the time that you use it. There is a one-time setup fee of $20 for all three programs. You can stream audio for $6 additional. If you're interested in this program, you call 877-231-9286 or 408-532-8460. You can also visit the website, which is www.internetspeech.com. We are, as you know, coming up toward the Thanksgiving time, and we are going to have this Thanksgiving our board meeting over the Thanksgiving Day weekend, which sometimes has happened, but hasn't in recent times. So we'll have a lot to talk about with respect to the programs and the activities of the Federation and the plans for future times. We'll talk about some of those in December and on into the future. And we'll also have a magnificent Thanksgiving dinner, undoubtedly. I noticed that I've gotten some jokes here about Halloween. Dave Hutchins of Missouri says, "What's the problem with twin witches? You can never tell which witch is which." But then there are some about Thanksgiving also. What song did the turkey sing on Thanksgiving? "God Save the Kin." Or what kind of music did pilgrims like? Plymouth Rock. And if the pilgrims were alive today, what would be their greatest claim to fame? Their enormous age, they'd be several hundred years old.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.